You're listening to Soul Food A La Carte, episode 13. I see men like trees walking. Why did it take 2 touches for the blind man in Mark 8 to be healed? Did Jesus get the wrong prescription the first time? Join us this Saturday, April 6th, for Bible study. We'll be looking into Jesus' strangest miracle and learn priceless truths about how you can increase your spiritual insight and hear God's voice more clearly than you do now. Potluck at 5 o'clock, Bible study at 6. You can come for either one or both. You are invited. Children are welcome. Usually they watch a movie or play games downstairs during the study, but they are more than welcome to join the adults as well. Let me know if you need the address. I hope you can make it. Should we follow in God's footsteps in justification? Justification is God's act of considering us righteous because of the righteousness of Christ, crediting Jesus' perfection to our account. Shouldn't we do the same thing? When you look at your brother or sister in Christ, shouldn't you credit Jesus' righteousness to that person's account? God justified us in his books. We should do the same in ours. That's an excerpt taken from the sermon, The Body of Christ, Part 1, the very first sermon I ever preached at Agape on our opening Sunday. How excited would you be right now if you were driving to a place where Jesus Christ would be physically present? That's how excited you would be on the way to church each Sunday if you understood and believed what Scripture says about the body of Christ. This message will help you increase your love for the body and encourage you with regard to your importance, the importance of your role. Sermon, Lovers and Haters, 1 John 2, 9-11. You probably don't think of yourself as a hater, but if you lack love for someone and are unrepentant, John includes you in that category, and the result will be increasing darkness in your life. When someone hurts you, the natural response is to destroy yourself by departing from the way of love, which plunges you into darkness. If you've been hurt by someone and are struggling with negative feelings towards that person, this message is for you. Sermon for the Discouraged, 1 John 2:12 and 14, this very next sermon in the series. There are no commands in this passage at all. It's just pure encouragement. Discouragement can be one of the most painful and paralyzing enemies we face in life. And if you're not discouraged now, it's only a matter of time before the enemy will come after your joy. We're all susceptible, but our joy is so important that John gives this passage to re-encourage us and to give us tailor-made encouragement for whatever stage of life you're in. And then the next sermon in that series, The Love God Hates, 1 John 2, 15-17. The most accurate measure of your heart is what it loves. The more it loves the world, and the more its desires come from the world's influence, the more evil it is. The more it loves God, and the more its desires come from God's influence, the better it is. This passage will help you identify and correct wrong desires / loves. And then the Q&A. Just one question in this week's Q&A is such a good question, I devoted the whole time to it. It's about the Avenger of the Blood in the Old Testament, the Kinsman Redeemer. If you're not familiar with the Kinsman Redeemer, I highly recommend you give it a listen. My first year in college, 1986, I was given an assignment to write a paper on the Kinsman Redeemer, which I had never heard of at the time, and I found it one of the most rewarding studies I'd ever done. I answered this question just by reading that paper, so you can click on that and listen or give it a read.